Morning, Jane and everyone on East Coast. It's just me, Luke, today. George is up in the mountains being a romantic. If anyone's following us on social media, they'll know that he proposed to his girlfriend Emma this weekend. So hitched has, I suppose, been hitched. The hitchception, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. But yeah, so exciting times. She was coming back from Norway, which is obviously fairly close to Georgia. And I mean, I suppose it just shows how long this trip has taken, because we actually thought we were going to be in America by now and finished up the trip. But yeah, I mean, I suppose things have just been really slow and we're only in Georgia. But when he's back, I think we all can't wait, because we're off to Russia. It's starting to get cold there. And luckily the first start will be in the south of Russia, so we have a bit of an adaptation to do. But we've got to cross the length of Russia. It's kind of like the final hurdle. And that obviously, and then getting across to the States. So two more big plays in the story, I suppose. I think it's been nice to stop into Tbilisi, which is the capital of Georgia. Just been super interesting. It's like a real sort of mix of that, like Europe, but then also Asia and a little bit of the Middle East, and yeah, just very interesting culturally, and obviously even just politically and stuff like that. It's got a lot of influence from the old Soviet times, but then at the same time they're trying to get into the EU, and so like it's just very interesting to see all the different parts of society and just hear how everyone's mindsets are about things here. But as always, meeting such nice people, hitching has been good. We had some beautiful hiking. So yeah, I think we all can't wait to get into Russia. We'll be heading there probably early next week. So I think Russia's like interesting for everyone. So we hope they stay tuned. And we've got some cool videos coming out. Well, a video we really want to try and make a push to get Ellen to hear us, so if people can keep an ear and an eye open for that. And just when it comes out, just tag Ellen as much as we can, and hopefully she'll, I don't know, maybe respond this time.